great to have you watching CNN Student News. This is our second to last show of the school year. I'm Carl Azus, and I'm glad to bring it to you. We've covered a lot of back and forth this week surrounding a controversial prisoner exchange. In order to bring home Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the last American captive from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Obama administration okayed the release of five high-ranking members of the Taliban, Afghanistan's former rulers who have ties to terrorists. A new video from the Taliban shows the moments when Sergeant Bergdahl was released. He's taken from a truck, walked over to U.S. Special Forces, who are seen shaking hands with Taliban members, and put aboard a Black Hawk helicopter. A U.S. senator says this video will likely be used as propaganda by the Taliban. That group has called this exchange a big victory. The Obama administration, which has been criticized by Democrats and Republicans over the exchange, says it needed to act fast because Bergdahl's health was in jeopardy. As debate over that continues, Randy Kaye looks into the history of prisoner exchanges.
Prisoner swaps in America are as old as the country itself. Think back to the American Revolutionary War, when President George Washington exchanged enemy prisoners for Americans. This letter from the National Archives, written by Washington himself, lays out the terms of one such exchange. President Madison swapped prisoners, too, during the War of 1812, trading the enemy for American military personnel. Abraham Lincoln also traded enemy fighters for American soldiers.
Fast forward to 1962, when Francis Gary Powers, an American U-2 pilot, was released by Russia in exchange for a convicted Soviet spy named Rudolf Abel. Powers' plane was downed in 1960 during a reconnaissance flight over Moscow. The two were exchanged in the middle of a bridge between East Germany and West Germany. Powers' family was informed just 5 minutes before the White House announced it.
In March 1991, at the end of the first Gulf War, Iraq accepted the terms of a ceasefire. That led to an exchange of POWs, including 35 Americans, which were freed and sent to Riyadh. As many as 20 prisoners from Allied forces were handed over too.
Everyone of them is a hero. They look happy to be home, happy to be in freedom.
But what about an ongoing conflict when a U.S. soldier is being held by a designated terrorist organization? On that score, there does not seem to be any precedent. Randy Kaye, CNN, New York.